This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This year has been very good for me. I have created relationships. I had acquaintances, and now I have relationships. And some of them are better than others. Joining me tonight, again, we were going to do this last week, and a child became ill, and mommy had to be mommy. So, and that's just one of the hats that she wears. Her most impressive credential for me is being an agency arms asset, and I am talking about Tatiana Whitlock. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Is the baby okay?
He's doing much better, but let me tell you, I'd have much rather been on the show than dealing with projectile vomiting. So thank you for having me back on this week.
Sure. As an agency arms asset, let's talk about custom guns. Do you think custom guns... I think custom guns are a really good idea as a carry gun simply because it is the ultimate. It is the epitome of everything tried and tested, and T&E taken to a level that nobody can understand. Custom guns, what do you think about them?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I love custom guns. I think my appreciation for a customized firearm really comes from, believe it or not, AR shooting. I started with an out-of-the-box Smith & Wesson AR-15 package sold from Gander Mountain, and it was stock everything, and I didn't know, from my elbow. So learning about the machine and then learning enough about one component, let's say the trigger, and then to pick a trigger and, a Geissele, because go big or go home, and to be able to fully utilize that new piece of equipment to its potential because you have an appreciation for it and what it can actually do for you, that started me down the path of really understanding, okay, so this isn't just to look cool or to be part of the cool kid club. It's because the functionality of the gun is now in a superior state. And it's in a superior state because it's mechanically engineered to perform. But if you don't appreciate that, if you're not at a place in your evolution or knowledge about firearm to know about it, when you do, it's night and day what you can do with that gun.
Do you think, Bruce Lee used to say that he would rather have martial artists that were martial artists before they got to him so they could appreciate what he was bringing to them? Do you think that somebody is more familiar with some of the better guns that are better, start out of the box, when they get to the custom gun, that the seasoned pistol handler is going to appreciate them more?
Understand it more. I had a lesson this morning with three family members, a father, a mother, and an 18-year-old son about to go off to college. And they wanted to do something as a family that was kind of a new thing for them. And none of them had ever shot handgun. And we fitted them with the gun that they, quote-unquote, felt right to them, which was, a standard stock M&P 9mm. And we got into the range, and they got, the training. We went through the whole program. I have everyone do dry fire in the classroom, and then we move into the range and load one, shoot one. And after a little bit, you see them starting to make the typical cascade of errors that you expect, right? They start thinking about the sights more than the trigger, or the trigger more than the sights. At which point, then I broke out my agency gun and put it on the table, and I'd have them cycle through the stock M&P. And they were terrified because, let's face it, agency guns look pretty badass. They look really amazing. And they can be intimidating to somebody who's not really sure what they're looking at. But picking up that gun, wow, it felt different in her hand, especially the mom, because she was the one with the most anxiety. And then she was very delicate and aware of her trigger control, and so she was able to really shoot that gun at a, in a way that she was not able to shoot the M&P. So while she didn't have a huge depth and breadth of knowledge about the handgun, she had an hour's worth. Even to her, it was like the light bulbs were going off. And then she wanted to know more. Well, why is this trigger flat and that one's curved? And what are these cuts over here for and this one doesn't have it? So I don't think you have to be a super ninja before you go into a custom gun, but I think it helps to have an experience with a stock firearm. And then, you know, maybe moments later or a couple weeks later, whenever is appropriate for you, you'll have a totally new appreciation for those features.
The a custom handgun is really just a percentage here, a percentage there. Adding a little bit of recovery time, making the slide move a little flatter, making the guide rod spring fit a little bit better. Do you think that for, you know, there's a lot of people, and, you know, I've got a few agency guns myself, and I have a few people that will get out there and just tell me, well, you know, Bill, there's nothing better than a box, which I know better. That's why I have the agency guns. I know better. But there, is that just, is it because people have been, they've heard too many times that if you get a custom gun that the prosecutor is going to put you under the jail, or is it because, is it just a little bit of jealousy? What is it? What do you think?
I think you've got all of that. You know, the gun world is fraught with stereotypes and
you know, good and bad. And if it's new and it's different and it's at a higher price point than your budget may allow, I find that people tend to poo-poo those types of things. But if they had an opportunity to have one themselves, the answer is almost a resounding yes. No.
I have asked that before. I said, well, hey, look, if I gave you one of these, would you carry it? And, oh, well, yeah, of course. Okay, well, then,
right?
You know, maybe we talk about something else that's really an issue or something. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. Agency guns, do you have a favorite?
You know, I haven't met one I haven't liked yet, and I'm a pretty critical person. I have a 19, a gun that began its life as a 19, and then I have a 43. And, you know, a 43 is a great gun. I have to say I've shot a stock one for a little while, and I thought it was pretty great. I have a ton of students using the 43 now and the 19, of course. But the agency 43 that they put together for me is pretty exceptional. So both of the ones that I have, plus the Agent 1, which is the Nighthawk collaboration gun, that is an extraordinary machine.
Of course.
So, they keep upping the ante, and they keep coming out with new ones, and you want to find something to be critical about, because as an agent, you're supposed to offer feedback, and I'm like, you're not helping me here, people. It's great. I'm sorry, but I like it.
I will tell you this. In 2015, I got my first agency gun, which was a Glock 19 field gun. A few weeks back, I got another Glock 19 that was an urban, and I will tell you that agency has continued to refine the process.
Yes.
There are subtle differences, not gigantic differences, because they had already taken, you know, in 2015 they took it as far as they could go, and I guess with experience and repetition that breeds perfection. I know that Randy is sort of a, you know, that he lives to be cutting steel, and he certainly doesn't talk to me very often. I don't know if he talks to you, but he doesn't talk to me very often because he's just too busy. And
You know, they're innovators and they're masters at what they do.
Yep. Now, we're coming up on the first break. Now, when we get back, I want to shift from custom guns to classic craftsmanship that's personified with another one of our common buddy pals that make guns, and that would be Nighthawk. Where can people find what Tatiana Whitlock does and is all about? And if they want to train with you, how would they do that?
Certainly. Visit TatianaWhitlock.com. I made it really hard to find me. And all the social media is Tatiana Whitlock as well. All of the class offerings are there. 2018 schedules are being sold very quickly. And it's also a great way to just stay up and current about what's going on.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that occasionally she has to call me and chastise me when I get out of line. But we're not going to get into that, because that's just between me and her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is tactical instructor, agency arms asset, product developer, television star. What am I missing?
Oh, there's plenty, but those are good. We'll stick with those.
You like those? Okay. Those Tatiana Whitlock joining us again. The first thing I ever became aware of you shooting was Nighthawk. How long have you been associated with Nighthawk?
Going on 3 years now. and it was actually 3 years. I was looking for a gun to take on my first bear hunt. And I wasn't sure if I was going to end up on in a ground blind or in a tree stand. And if you ended up in a ground blind, you could take a bear with a pistol. But this camp in northern Maine, and word got out, and I got a call from Mark Stone. He was like, I want to make you a gun for that hunt. And, of course, I was overwhelmed, and that's an incredible offer. And so he sent me that gun, and he sent me a T4. And I loved the 10mm. It was absolutely gorgeous, amazing. And I thought I'd be terrified and intimidated to shoot that thing, but it was like butter. And I had an incredibly new appreciation for what a 1911 could be, because I had shot other brands, but nothing had ever impressed me quite like that. I'd never shot such a big caliber and felt like I was shooting a 9mm. And then getting acquainted with the T4 as a carry gun and working with that one, that was exceptional. It was truly amazing. A 1911 that you can carry comfortably every day, and I'd put in so much time with it that it really has become an everyday carry gun for me for the past couple of years.
Now, I had never touched a Nighthawk gun before Nighthawk came on board with me. The closest I probably had come had been with Kimber, and Kimber didn't really impress me. I had sort of resolved in my mind if I was going to go with a 1911, I would just go with something very basic and not very high-end, right?
Sure.
And then I got the Falcon, and it's a little bit like your family that picked up the agency gun and got to compare that by feel right away with that Smith & Wesson M&P that was bone stock. The Nighthawk pistol is, it's the difference between a Kia and a Bentley, isn't it?
It is. And it's not, I can say that without any hesitation. And as someone who's put in a lot of time with a lot of money of the different models, and as also someone who spent a lot of time in the shop with the gunsmith, watching them do what they do, they really are superior. They're an incredible piece of equipment.
Well, you know, 2 years ago, one of their competitors made a gun out of meteorite. And that was spectacular and everything else, but it wasn't very practical. And they just go through a very tried and true process, but every gun they make is absolutely, I don't want to say perfect, because there are no guns that are perfect, but I mean, when I look at the back of the slide on the Falcon and I see how tight that fit is, and when I feel how tight that fit is when I'm running the slide and everything, and I know that some guy got in there with a little round itty-bitty file and hand-fit that until it got to that point, I mean, that's when it begins to click, and you say to yourself, this is worth the investment. And, I mean, I've carried the Nighthawk as a self-defense gun. I carry it with Polycase and Scepters because that's a pretty nice little round that it thinks is a round nose round. But, I mean, I know that it'll feed anything I stick in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And to that point, all of the gentlemen that are gunsmiths in that shop, and many of them are now part of the Master Guild, we had five of those gunsmiths indoctrinated this past January in Las Vegas. These people are incredible. They're not just a gunsmith, they're artists. And what really impressed me is somebody who has a degree in fine art, that's my background, that's what I went to college for, I know a true artist when I meet one. So to go and walk around the shops and to sit down with these gunsmiths, some of them are really charismatic and some of them are really shy, but when you get them talking about what it is that they love, which is making these guns, you crack that seal, and suddenly you get to really understand how much they really care about what it means to put their initial stamp on the components of the guns that they are finishing. That there's an immense amount of pride, an immense amount of ownership that goes into each gun that comes through their hands. And that's pretty amazing. It really, it says a lot about the company. I mean, they could be pumping these things out production style, but they don't. That level of care and love of what they're making is not something that they will compromise.
Well, I mean, the other thing that impressed me was Mark Stone by himself. I mean, I've known a few guys that own a company. I've never met one as genuine gun the best. He was looking at me, and I, when he was telling me this, I just knew it, because the way his eyes would light up when he would just think about, I'm putting out the best guns out there. And he, I mean, he seems like he'd be a pretty good guy to work for. I mean, I can see why they have so many master class gunsmiths there. But that is
that's
a relationship. Yeah.
That's the company with a legacy. There are whole families that work there, people that have worked there since the day they opened. They do not have a high turnover rate. When you join the Nighthawk family, you're becoming a part of that family. And, you know, they really care about their people. And it's lovely to see that as something that can still exist in the American manufacturing space here. Mark, and that's a testament to Mark and his commitment to the people that he feels responsible for, which are his employees, and he loves them and cares about them just like they are family. And there's a lot of companies that say that, but Mark has never wavered in that practice and that discipline. It's really remarkable.
Well, I talked to his son for about 5 minutes, and he was like, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't actually work for Nighthawk all the time. I do some of Dad's other things." But then he forgot what he just had told me, and then he launched into a big oratory about Nighthawk. So I don't remember which young man I spoke to, but he was very impressive, too. But Nighthawk is that's one of those, you know, in my waning moments on the rock, I'll be sitting back going, Nighthawk sponsored me. And that'll be a good thing. I'll be enjoying that in my waning moments. Tatiana Whitlock is a tactical instructor. She is a self-defense instructor. She can teach you how to defend yourself while you're putting your children in the car. She can teach you how to defend yourself while you're going up and down the combat range with a rifle slung, wearing plates, helmet, the whole thing, comms, everything, and everything in between. And all of the links to find her will be in the show notes with the podcast and everything else. And in the next break, I'll let her tell you again because I forgot to do that. But that's because I just get too gushy when I'm talking to her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening, we're going to do something here very shortly where she's going to bring a literal cascade of women in the gun industry with her from time to time. But tonight's just her because, well, she's just cool and deadly. And cool.
Thank you. Yes.
And that is Tatiana Whitlock. Let's talk about clothing.
Sure.
With your students, how many of them show up looking at you, male or female? And how many of them arrive already having figured out that they have to sort of dress for success to be a carrier in, you know, a concealed carrier?
That is probably one of the biggest hurdles. I'll get people who will show up and they look like they're going to tactical fantasy band camp. It is kind of impressive. This is a concealed carry class. Just a little reminder, conceal every day, carry. So unless you go grocery shopping in that getup, I don't think that's how you're going to live your life. That is a big problem, mostly for... I'll say for women, but also for men, because in order to be successful carrying concealed, you have to make the gun a priority and then be willing to modify your apparel and wardrobe and not necessarily sacrifice personal style, but start looking for garments that will function for you to be successful while carrying and concealing the gun. So a lot of people will show up. If you read the description for the class, it says bring a couple of different options with you, a couple different colored garments, the jackets, vests, and we'll work with all of them. And for the people that do that, they have a very successful class. I've not had anybody show up in a little black dress or a cocktail dress because there's really nothing you can do to work with that. But other than that, most people will come pretty prepared. Normally, like, my class should look like you're about to go to the movie theater or go for a walk with your family or, you know, go out and do any normal everyday thing. That's how you should come to those classes. And, again, if you read the description, you'll know what you should do. If you think you're coming to impress me, that's when they tend to show up in full battle rattle.
battle rattle.
And then I get the directions to the local Walmart, and they go and buy a pair of jeans. And then we're fine.
Yeah. Do you see? Do you find, like, all right, I haven't asked you this yet, but when I met you, because Tatiana was staying at the same hotel I was staying at the NRA meetup, the first night I met you, my first thought after I met you was, as I was walking away, because I interrupted her going to dinner or something, I don't know where you were going, but you, it was, thankfully you didn't beat me up for running up behind you and say, hey, it's me. Were you carrying a gun that night?
I cannot say.
Okay. Do you not remember, or you just don't want to tell me?
I cannot say. No.
Okay.
If you couldn't tell, I was probably doing it right. And then you're having a change in demeanor because you are or you aren't carrying, you're doing it wrong. So,
right.
You know, unless I am truly breaking a law and it's not legal for me to be doing something somewhere, the chances are that I've chosen that lifestyle, and that's probably going to be the case.
You guys don't know, but that's really impressive. You don't understand what I'm telling you, and I'm not going to explain it to you, but that is really impressive because of the way she was dressed that evening. Do you have a different setup for different ensembles that you might go out with? Like, is it going to be sometimes your Glock 43 and sometimes your Glock 19? And it's just dependent on you have gotten out there and tried all of these different things and figured out what works best for this kind of dress?
Yes, I have. And if people that say I carry this one and this one only are probably not being honest. I don't want to have a huge selection of variations in firearms in order to make my go-to carry gun. But if I have to carry off-body because I'm in a dress that requires that, then
right.
I'm probably carrying a gun that's appropriate to fit in whatever off-body carry solution I've chosen for that outfit. If it is something that can be carried in an ankle holster, I've actually given that a try at a wedding. I wore an ankle holster and a gown to my brother's wedding, and it was extremely successful. Never had to use it, but, you know, I was really surprised at how viable that option really is. And then, you know, those are two places for a .43 outside of the standard. But a Glock 19 or the T4, the new Nighthawk carry gun, typically carried appendix, those are the three go-tos for me. And based on what you have to do to fit the function you have to go to, whether it's a wedding or a business dinner or, you know, to the mall, you pick the gun that's the most appropriate. And the most gun you can get away with the most pew-pews, the better.
Right. Do you think that applies to men as well?
I know a couple guys who will change it up. They'll carry a bigger gun in the winter and a slightly, you know, smaller framed gun in the summer. And, you know, because, again, you can get away with a thick sweater versus a thin T-shirt and what that can afford you. Body type definitely comes into play. And the garments and dress seasonally give you some limitations in some cases or more options than others.
When the thing seemed to be that we were seeing a lot of vehicular attacks across the country with ISIS and everything else, I made a switch temporarily, and I still have it. I still use it. I just, for a while there, I was carrying a gun I call Glockzilla, which is an Agency Arms Glock 20. But, I mean, with Agency Arms, what they do to it, that weighs about as much as a Glock 34 that's loaded. So, you know, it's been reduced and everything, but I had to devise a way to carry that, which even though it's been narrowed up, I had to devise a way to carry it because it's sort of like trying to hide a box of Wheaties.
Yeah.
So, but I did, and that's the way for me, it's not so much seasonal. I just sort of look at things and, like, if I'm going to be out somewhere downtown and I just think to myself, well, if I'm downtown and I park at a parking garage and I've got to run, which just thinking about running anywhere, Tatiana, it just makes me shudder. I don't want to run nowhere. But if I have to get in a hurry and head somewhere and I have to head blocks, then I'm typically going to carry something that's high capacity with a couple of free spare magazines to go with it, just in case I have to pew-pew as I'm heading down to the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
But other times, depending on where I'm at, it might be a single stack like, Smith & Wesson M&P Shield or whatever. So right. That's where it comes in for me. I don't really worry about seasonal so much as I just am trying to look at the application part of it. Now, does that come into play with you as well? Or?
Oh, sure, definitely. Now, keep in mind, I'm up in Maine where we get violently all four seasons. So for us up here where you have a extreme shift every 6 months from lightweight garments to multiple layers of all the arc'teryx you can get, that's what I mean seasonally. But, yes. If I can carry the most gun that I am most proficient with, then that's the one I'm going to grab for that. You know, I'm not going to go throw a tiny little Smith & Wesson bodyguard just because it's super concealable. I'd
right.
much rather find a way, just like you did, to find a solution, adjust my wardrobe accordingly to support a bigger gun that, again, you've got the time in and you're proficient with.
Well, thankfully, apparently I had scoliosis when I was a child. If I want to carry small at the back, I could hide a pump shotgun back there. So, with gym shorts on, Tatiana. We're coming up on the last break. Tatiana Whitlock, you'll find her website and her Facebook page and the show notes for the podcast if that's where you're going to pick it up. Otherwise, it's TatianaWhitlock.com. TATIANA Whitlock, WHITLOCK.com. Find out how to train with her. Find out what she's doing. Find it, because she does a lot. There's no moss growing on this lady. Not at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock. I want to tell everybody a story about you real quick, if I may.
Sure.
I wanted to film a little funny at the NRA meetup, and Tatiana was sitting there with a girl named Brittany Devane, who I had met and known through Blue Force Gear, but now she's with Aimpoint. You are one of the Aimpoint people. They sponsor you, or are you in product development with them as well, or what is it with you and Aimpoint?
I'm a brand ambassador with Aimpoint.
There you go. So Tatiana's there being an ambassador. Brittany's there being Brittany, because everybody knows Brittany in the gun industry. And I wanted to do a little funny where I was going to say something, and they were going to look at each other, and they both clock me. Brittany didn't want to do it. She's like, I'm not going to hit you. Tatiana goes, yeah, okay, sure.
It might have done something like that, yeah.
It would have been a great video if we could have got the both of you in on that. But
it would have been pretty funny, but I would have, you know, we would have been a good head to it. You know, I wasn't going to really do that. That would have been awful.
I was hoping that even if you miscalculated, because you'd be swinging a little high, that, you know, it might put you off your centerline axis, and I might just be just, you know, just partially knocked down. That's all I was saying.
You know, I've been short my whole life, right? So that was something I've made peace with.
Let's talk about the future. One of the things I like about being associated with you and the way we are associated is that I look at you as the best chance in the gun industry today of having a Beckham, if you will, a Beckham type that crosses the lines and blurs the lines, if you will, and actually gets more people coming into the industry, because you are very approachable when you're on one of these floors and one of these shows and everything. You'll sit there. Nobody can walk up to you and say, can we get a picture? You're not telling them, well, maybe later or something else. You're What do you see for the future? Is there anybody else out there with you doing this? And I mean, there's everybody in the gun industry is pretty nice. I know that, but you know, some of these guys that have developed this persona on on YouTube or through however they publicize themselves, it's not nearly as approachable as a Tatiana Whitlock. What do you think? What do you see for the future right now?
I would love to see. And what I see changing, and I've been noticing this over the course of this year, is the American consumer isn't interested so much in firearms right now from a need of fear. You know, we're not so concerned about this moment today or in the next 2 months. our Second Amendment being jeopardized. So what I'm seeing is a shift away from a more scary reason to come into the world of firearms, be that from a personal protection order or just generally watching the news. And I'm seeing a very positive shift into whole families who have not had firearms as part of their family culture, seeking out good instruction at a reputable facility as a group. That is really exciting. That is where we stand a chance at bringing back firearms as part of our country's base culture. And that, I've got to tell you, it's awesome. Because like I had today, I had a father, a mother, and an 18-year-old son. None of them had ever done this before. And they chose to come in and experience this as a family. And the mom's already signed up for ladies' night. I think the dad's taking handgun one, and the son already has his school vacations figured out so when they can come back together as a group. That is awesome. So in one two-hour session, we've opened an entire new bonding experience for a whole family, and they're going to come to the range to do that now. So I think the more people that are willing to embrace entire families with different age groups, experience levels, that's how we're going to grow. And that's how we're going to grow in a positive way and not something that's promoting a culture of fear and associating that with the firearm, which is something we hold dear because we love that practice and the sport, and we appreciate what it can do to protect our family.
How many little girls, like I was moving around with a guy that had been listening to the show for years, and he brought his daughter Ava. And you posed for a picture with her. As a matter of fact, I posed for a picture with her and you.
Uh-huh.
And she was just all over herself getting to meet you. How many little girls are coming up? Because I have thought for quite some time that the savior of the Second Amendment will be women. How many little girls are coming to you and you look at them and you know they're shooting guns on the weekend with their dad or with their family or something? How often does that happen to you?
It's happening more and more, and it's a wonderful thing. I had a youth league that I just wrapped up at Howells in Gray, Maine. We're going to start the next 6 week session of it tomorrow night, actually, on Thursday. And I had one little girl in that program, six other little boys and one little girl with their dad. I had one mom come with her 14-year-old son because it's a parent-child mentor experience. And I got the most amazing email from the dad of that little girl who is 7 years old, little firecracker. I love her. And his message to me was pretty moving. And he in it, I'll paraphrase, but he just wanted to appreciate that he could introduce his daughter to somebody who was proficient and knowledgeable. And I give them a lot of science. I'm not spoon-feeding this at little kid level. They're getting grown-up knowledge in a way that is approachable and relatable to them. But that he had an example for her of someone who could still do this and still be feminine and break all the stereotypes. And that he really loved. And I think the more we break from, you know, the quote-unquote gun bunny stereotype, and the more we allow women who just do what they do, and we are feminine, and we can run a gun, and we can stand up and be counted along all of our peers in the industry, we got to give those girls more credit. Because the more young women see different people like me, and there's so many. I mean, look at the Girl in a Gun Network. Look at the Well-Armed Woman. You've got every age, demographic, physical ability level. And these are women who show up and perform. And that's pretty awesome. And then look at all the women we have in the competitive arena. You know, Tina Martin-Nims is an incredible example of a mom, an incredible mom. I mean, her background is in biology and science. She's incredible. I mean, the brain in her is just amazing. And that woman is an amazing shooter. And she's beautiful and brilliant. We have so many good examples. So many. We just don't give them the airtime that they deserve.
Well, you can do that anytime you want to. You got that ticket to ride, lady.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should. I forgot the name of the young lady you introduced me to in front of the Aim Point booth, by the way. I have been meaning to tell you that. So I stand ready on that one. It might have been. It might have been. I was talking to her, and I knew she could pull it off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And there are so many other women out there, you know, that do the same thing. There aren't so many that, you know, have taken the non-competitive route, which I took. But again, I started out in martial arts and then came into guns, so the combative side of the house is a little more natural to me than the competition side. But there are plenty of women out there who carry every day and who are absolutely capable of doing that. And the more little girls see examples of that, we will see more and more expressing the interest and wanting to show up. I about lost my mind when my 8-year-old on her 8th birthday asked me if she could come shooting with me. That's what she wanted to do. I think I must have cried. It was so beautiful. And, yeah, you know, as long as they're expressing the interest and the desire, make it happen. Bring them to someplace wonderful, and so they're, you know, and if you don't feel as a parent that you're necessarily the right person, hire one. Make sure their first experience with a firearm is a good, positive. And although I have mixed emotions about the word empowering, you know, it can truly be an eye-opening experience. And for many women, it's something that changes them at a deep level and makes them confident enough to pursue bigger things. It's an incredible thing.
Yeah. It was something to watch. It was something to watch Tatiana interact with all of the people that came to see her. So you'll find the links out there. It's TatianaWhitlock.com. Her Facebook link will also be in the show notes for the podcast. And you'll be hearing more of her. And we got plans for a segment that we want to do because women are the fastest growing segment of the gun industry today, and I'm not giving them enough props. I mean, I want to, but I got to have them. So thank you for joining me this evening, young lady.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I always enjoy spending time with you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and this. Remember this. Was that even grammatically correct? It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.